Hey, you. Yes, you. Thank you so much for tuning into the Fat and Figuring It Out podcast, presented by Better Body by BK. Get your Better Body by BK t-shirt, hoodie, mask, and more by visiting www.storefrontier.com/BetterBodyByBKClothingCo. That's Clothing Co. with a C-O. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Enjoy the show. I am your girl, BK. You are tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out. Today, we have with us Carmen Hall. She is a mother, she is an entrepreneur, author, and so much more. She's also my mother. And I wanted to bring her on the show today. 20 years ago, she decided to make a life-changing decision. She decided to get gastric bypass surgery. And that literally took her from a size 26 to at her smallest, size 4. But there's so much that happened in the middle of that. And I wanted to talk about her whole journey, the whole experience. Carm, so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I knew your story would touch so many lives. So you know I had to call you up and take a little, I know you're a busy lady, you got a lot going on. Take a little bit of your time. So we can not only be informative and help other people who may be deciding to have this life-changing surgery, and also to educate people who may not have the right information about this surgery and how it impacts your life. So let's take us back a little bit about before having the surgery. How was like childhood? Did being overweight impact your life any?
Well, as a child, I wasn't overweight.
Okay.
But my whole family was, as we said back then, big boned.
Okay.
So at some point, I knew I was going to get there. I was going to catch up with it.
Okay.
At some point. Uh-huh. But I didn't start gaining weight until I got married.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. What was the change? Is it that being in relationships, usually most people get into new relationships, you know, y'all start going out to dinner, y'all start eating a little bit more, you start cooking, doing the little wifely duties, you know, you're not on the hunt no more. So did that change or?
No, it was totally opposite.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't working. So my husband at that time, he would just buy me anything I wanted as far as food. And that's all he did was feed me. And that's what I did. I opened my mouth and he fed me. And that went on for about a year. And then that's when it started, the weight started coming on gradually.
Okay.
And next thing I knew, I was like, who is this person? But I didn't let that stop me from eating, you know? So it wasn't, as far as, I wasn't obsessed with eating, I enjoyed it. It was a difference.
Okay, like, so give me a meal that you would enjoy.
Fast food, McDonald's. I would go to McDonald's and I would get like a Big Mac, a fish fry, large fry, milkshake, and my favorite, a chocolate fudge sundae.
Oh my gosh. That's one meal.
That's just one meal.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And that's like what, 2,000 plus calories in one meal?
I wasn't counting.
Okay. And your husband at the time, he didn't mind. He was like, you know, if this is what you want, hey, I don't mind giving it to you, right?
Exactly. And plus he was a little guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So as long as I was happy, he was happy.
Okay. So when did the shift happen? When did you start looking at trying to button your pants and it not fitting, or you know, you needed to like make a change? When did that switch happen?
The switch happened when I would get up to walk, say I got off the couch and I would turn my ankle over just by getting up. And I never tried on clothes when I went to the store. I would just grab anything. I knew I wasn't gonna look right in it. I wasn't trying to please anybody, not even myself. So when I would just go, you know, shopping, grab something that looked a mess, and I knew I couldn't fit anything. I wouldn't look right in anything, being my size.
And what size were you at that time?
At that time, I was probably size 24.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And weight-wise, what weight?
Probably about 270.
Okay. So what do you think now, where there is clothes now being made for the fuller woman who kind of shows like their curves, and being at 270 is, it's no longer like a wearing big bloomy type of clothes. I'm thinking that there was a store, I don't know why they named it this. It was like not Fat Farm, what was it? Can't think of the name. It'll come to me. But they didn't have any like form-fitting clothes. So what do you think about now? It's like a 22 or 24. It's now, you can find something that's really stylish, but you weren't even looking for something that was stylish. You were just kind of like just throwing anything on, right?
Right. I needed to buy some clothes because I couldn't fit in the ones that I used to. But it has came a long way as far as clothing.
Okay.
You have everything these days to hold you in, mm-hmm. to make you have those curves.
Right.
But to me, that's just a facade. I mean, are you still happy? You know, because there's a new thing out. It used to be a girdle. I don't know what they call them today, mm-hmm. but just a body shaper, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still wouldn't be comfortable.
Because, right. Okay.
You know, I would still know that I need to lose weight, and this body shaper is not going to keep me healthy. It makes me look good for a minute, but it's not going to save my life.
So when did that actually change for you? When did you say, okay, I'm fed up, I need to do something about this now? In what ways did you actually try to lose the weight before deciding to get gastric bypass surgery?
Well, I had low self-esteem. And I would get jealous when I see the smaller girl. And because I was so much bigger than them.
Okay.
I always worked out. Let me say that. I always worked out in front of the TV. Okay, my own exercise on the floor. But when I got done, straight to the kitchen.
I remember we were there. We were doing push-ups and stuff. I remember. Those were the great times. We were on the floor doing sit-ups and doing push-ups.
But it defeated the purpose, though. You know, exactly. What was the sense of working out and then going to eat like crazy? It just defeated the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got tired of it. And at the thing, the gastric bypass was a new thing because I worked at the hospital. And everybody was getting it done. Now, when my cousin Sharon got it done, she kind of made it seem like, oh, you're going to lose weight. You're going to look good. She had it done and she lost all this weight. I'm like, wow. But nope, not, I'm happy. Because I was in denial. I know it was big, but I wouldn't admit it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But she kind of convinced me to at least go talk to the doctor.
Okay.
I had other people in my office as well that was thinking about doing it. My boss, God rest her soul, we both decided and said, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But it was too late for her because the sepsis in her body had poisoned her inside because she was so overweight. And she passed away, and I was like, okay, that's it for me. That's it. I didn't have any health problems. I didn't have diabetes or anything. I was just overweight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was there any experience that any situation or an experience somewhere that really put the nail in the coffin where I'm going to, like, it literally changed your life? Yes. What experience is that?
Her death.
Oh.
Her death. Because she was so overweight. And she wanted to do it, but her husband didn't want her to do it. So that's why she kept hesitating.
Yeah.
You know, but when we see my cousin, who also worked at my job, lost all that weight and looked good, okay, we don't have to work out no more. Okay, that's what we thought.
Right, right.
And we decided to do it, but it was too late for her. And that's what made me just like, I'm going to do this. I'm not ready to die.
That's right. Yeah. So you talked to your doctor. What were the steps?
That was another thing. When he called me morbidly obese, that was it for me. I was like, you know what? Bye. I'm out of here. You're never going to see me again. You just called me morbidly obese. I was looking around the room to see who he was talking to. There was just a woman there. I'm like, you just called me morbidly obese? That sounds cute. Morbidly obese.
Not just overweight. Not just obese. You are morbidly obese.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes. I didn't believe him. Mm-hmm. I didn't see myself as that big.
Yeah.
So I was in denial. And then the steps was I had to lose 50 pounds first. And that was another thing. If I can lose 50 pounds, we have to be here.
Right.
You know, so I had to lose the 50 pounds and I had to go see a psychologist and a therapist and a nutritionist and all the preparation steps before having the surgery. It had to be completed in order for him to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember even like at that time, your diet even changing because, I mean, you used to make us fried fish and French fries for dinner, which was like the highlight of the weekend. And here she come with these little cups of, what was it, like soup? And you were eating not cantaloupe, what was it, the sour
like grapefruit.
Oh my god. Yeah. Still to this day, yeah. I still can't take grapefruit, but I try it. And I'm just like, who eats? Me at that time would think, I'm like, why are you eating these? But you had to literally, not only you lose the 50 pounds, but start changing your eating habits, right? Yeah. While we were kind of, you know, had to work with you on that, because how are you still making fried fish and french fries and then going upstairs to eat a freaking grapefruit, right?
Exactly.
But you had to make those changes and become more active. So you lost the 50 pounds.
Yes.
And then you were approved, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had the surgery, and after the surgery, was it what you expected?
It didn't happen right away.
Oh, okay.
After the surgery, I had to eat stuff like cottage cheese, which I couldn't do, like applesauce. And of course, I don't eat pork, but I had to have something, so they gave me pork rinds.
Okay.
So, because they have no calories or anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So once I started learning how to eat all over again the right way, I started to see it come off.
Okay, okay.
And I still didn't believe it mm-hmm. until other people started seeing it.
Right. Of course, other people see it before you actually see it. So just to go back a little bit, with the gastric bypass, that is literally, they are cutting half of your stomach and then connecting it with your intestines. I mean,
right.
Is that how it works? Okay. Is that
right.
How it works literally?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It sounds really bad. Because you only have a half a stomach and you can't get that back. You can't get that other half of that stomach back once it's cut.
Right.
that's why some people don't do the gastric bypass. Mm-hmm. They'll do the banding or something like that.
Okay.
So that way it's reversible. You know, take the band off, you'll be back to yourself again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Once you get a cut, that's it. No turning back.
Wow. So literally our stomach is the size of our fist, right? Yeah. Until we overeat and stretch that. So they are literally cutting that stomach to make it what it should be, right? Interesting.
And that's good and bad.
So yeah, talk about that a little bit. Why is it good and bad?
It's good because you only can eat a certain amount of food.
Right, okay.
Your stomach won't allow you to eat more than it can take.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've known women who gained more weight than they did before they got the gastric bypass. So they stretched that half a stomach out.
Wow.
And they tell you that you can gain more weight than you did when you first got the surgery.
Wow.
So that's the dangerous part.
Yeah. Wow. That's scary to think about. Why even go through, and I've heard that from multiple people, you go through this life-changing surgery, but it changes your outside, but you have to change this here. You have to change your mind. And for you to continue to overeat and stretch your stomach out again, it defeats the purpose.
That's right. Because
right?
That fat person is still in you. That fat person still wants to eat, you know, but that surgery, your stomach being cut, now you're forcing yourself to eat, and then you're going back to those bad ways again. That's why you gain that weight back, and you gain back even more.
You can't
do it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so right. Now you're gonna have to lose weight on your own if you decide to. You've got to lose weight again.
Right. Yeah. So you went from. You went from a size 26.
Yes.
Which was what, 300?
323 pounds.
Never forget that number, huh?
No.
That's fast enough. 326 pounds.
No, 323, dear.
Oh,
don't give me more weight than I had.
I'm bringing up my past. I saw that number. I said, I literally got that on my driver's license when I put my weight and said 330. And I was happy to be at 330. And I looked at George and said 323. I was just like, wow, that's small to me. I mean, where I was, we ain't going to talk about that. But down to a size 4.
Yes, I didn't like that.
Wow. Size
like that.
4. How was it getting to that size, and why didn't you like it?
It was too light for me.
Okay.
I felt like, you know, I had a fight or something, I wouldn't win. You know?
Right.
That was just too little for me. I wasn't used to nobody in my family ever was that small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? So once my eating habits got on track, so to speak, I started gaining the weight a little bit more. I went to, I think, from a 4, and I stayed at a 10.
Okay. And a 10, yeah, you've been there for like over 20 years, you've been a size 10. So that's where you feel comfortable, that's where you, that's your maintenance size.
Right. And again, I don't know, maybe the doctor cut my stomach a little extra, but I still can't eat for so much. My stomach won't allow me to eat. It'll just stop it. Get up.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm happy with one meal a day. You know, I don't even finish my food. You know, I eat small portions. I still can't even finish it.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Now, thinking back when you first got the surgery, did you feel like at Thanksgiving or big family gatherings when you were kind of used to eating too much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to you only can eat a little bit of the mushed yams because you got your stomach cut in half. Did you feel like a little, like, not bad, but did you feel like you were missing out?
Yes.
At any time?
Yeah. Yes. And that goes when I go out, say if I went out to dinner or to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'd just be the first one sitting there. Everybody else is still eating. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like, wow, I feel uncomfortable being around people because everybody always says, oh, are you done already? Yeah. So you only had a salad. Oh, okay. You know, yeah. I'm ready to go after that.
You know?
So I'm a cheap date when you come to going out somewhere. You know, and I even tried to go to a buffet. It just turned my stomach. I couldn't believe that I used to eat at a buffet and, you know, how the plate be so big.
Got the plate,
my stomach to see that how people could eat so much. Yeah. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I could never go to a buffet again. I wouldn't want to anyway, but just still not want it.
Right. Not your place anymore. Place you want, well, not for anyone now that we're under quarantine. I mean,
right.
Buffets are open. 20 years later, what has been the upside of getting the gastric bypass surgery and what has been the downside of getting the surgery? And would you do it again?
I would do it again. The upside is I feel great. My clothes fit perfectly. I can put on anything and look good in it. The confidence goes way up. And I'm not gaining weight. I walk, you know, and my whole eating habits has changed even more from when I changed when I had the gastric bypass. So it's eating more healthier than I did before.
Oh, wow.
And I'm happy with that.
Good. Now, is there a specific daily regimen that you do to stay active and stay healthy, stay fit? Because I know it's not just the surgery. You also still, I think you say you walk every morning for an hour. What is your regimen?
Like a walk for an hour, like 3 miles. And I could probably do more being in the house. But I have a rug and I don't like rugs, you know, it just feels weird. But basically I just walk and I don't have a workout regimen or anything like that.
That's fine. Yeah, walking is magical. Everybody, you don't need a whole bunch of weights. You don't need the gym. You walk, you can still shed the weight and stay healthy. So walking is awesome. Before I let you go, I know that there is a story that happened to you when you went to a theme park. And I wanted you to share that with our listeners because sometimes these life-changing situations happen. And I don't know if that was like what propelled you to that was like the final step of the step on top of the step that made you say, I'm going to get the surgery. But I know, you know, people don't understand sometimes when being heavier, being overweight, you know, certain things like being on the, going on the airplane and sitting in the seat and having to need a seatbelt extender and the lady, whatever she is, what is she? She's the flight attendant yelling to the other flight attendant to get the seatbelt extender. I mean, not throwing in my personal stories here, but I mean, there's some struggle sometimes that everybody don't understand or see. So talk about that story a little bit, because I think that was also life-changing for you.
Oh yeah, and embarrassing. Went to a theme park with you guys, mm-hmm. my kids, and my husband at the time, the one that fed me so much. We went to a theme park, and it was this roller coaster that everybody just had to ride called the Comet. And we're standing in this long line, and as we're in the line, I'm looking around, I'm saying to myself, it seemed like I was the biggest one in the line. Mm-hmm. And as we got closer to the ride, I'm starting to get nervous. It was just not good. And you were behind me. Mm-hmm. So when it was time for the car, the roller coaster came in front of me and my husband at the time to get on. I got in, and you know, the thing that you put over the shoulders went down.
So it wasn't the seatbelt, it was the shoulder, the little shoulder harness that they put on you to make sure you're strapped in.
That went down.
Okay.
Okay, but then it was the seatbelt.
Mm.
In order for you to go, you had to have all that.
Right.
So I'm trying to get the seatbelt to click. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So next, you know, the little young boy who's running a ride, he comes over and he's like, ma'am, you ready? He's checking this harness part. And he's seen that I didn't have that click. So he's trying to do it.
Oh,
he's struggling. So he calls for help.
Oh my God.
It was so quiet.
I would never. Oh my God. I would never forget that. It was just like you can hear a pin. You can literally hear a pin drop. Like everybody had their eyes.
Everybody was looking at me. It was all eyes on me.
He called somebody over to help. She's trying to pull the belt.
And he was like, ma'am, we just can't do it. I said, well, you know what? I got this part on. Can I just go with it? I would rather fell out of the ride than have to get up. And walk walk a shade.
Right.
I remember as I was getting up with my head bowed and my husband, sat there.
Ah, oh, my gosh, I remember.
I heard you in the background say, oh, mom. I just wanted to cry as I walked with this horrible outfit that I had on.
She had on like hammer pants.
Yes, and a green vest. I was like, I'm just gonna go to the beach and lay on there like a beach whale. Don't worry about me. But now, you know, and my revenge is to go back if they still have that ride. Yeah. Ride that ride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was just like, as you were walking away, your pants was blowing in the wind. It was like slow motion. Everyone else was like sad. They didn't, even people behind us was like, that ain't right.
You got that lady.
That ain't right.
You know what? They need to make these rides bigger.
I'm like,
oh.
like that. That was actually helping in that moment. At least you know everyone was on your side. I mean, we all felt something. No one laughed. Everyone was just like, damn, that sucks. And your husband at the time, his ass is going to stay in the ride.
And as the ride was taking off, he's waving to me. I was like, divorce is on. And I did too. Screw that.
That was the first red flag where you was like, okay, this relationship is not going to work because he should have got up with me.
That's right. You sat from the beginning.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, just to let you know, 20 years later, that ride wasn't all that. So, you know, that made me nervous when I went to go get on. I was like, man, I'm almost as big as she is. It doesn't even fit her. But I think there was something wrong with that belt. I truly think that there was something wrong with that belt because, you know, I just think there was something wrong with that belt. But wow. That was life-changing for you. And I've never forgot that. So I know you have never forgotten that. So do you have a goal date when you plan on going back after quarantine, maybe?
Maybe if they still have that ride. Now, I'm not a roller coaster person, but I just feel like I gotta do that.
Yeah, yeah. So now
I just feel like I need to show that
redeem ride. Redeem yourself. Yeah, exactly. I feel that. So have after the weight loss, being at your goal size, have you tried anything new? Have you tried any like hiking, or have you been able to explore? Because now that you have a new body in your own eyes, have you been able to do things you've never been able to do when you were heavier?
Well, I wouldn't say hiking, but doing more hills when walking. I was going to the gym, you know, before it closed down, things like that. I love the treadmill, stuff like that. But other than that, just taking my blood pressure, even though I don't have diabetes, I check my sugar and, you know, my weight every Sunday, you know, after my walk, come back, do my weight, my blood pressure, and check my sugar, you know, because I do like, I'm a sweet person as far as coffee. You have too much sugar in there. I've always been like that. So that's why I had to, you know, do check my sugar, because diabetes does run in my family.
Okay.
So thank God I don't have it.
Awesome. And is there any advice that you would give to our listeners who may have this, you know, on their to-do list because they've felt like they've tried everything and this is the next course of action? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, my advice would be, when you have the surgery, don't think that's it. You still got to work out. You still got to eat right. It's a life-changing surgery.
Yeah.
And you have to be mentally, that's why they send you to a psychologist, you have to be mentally prepared, because you have a new body and a new way of life. And again, the downside is you can gain that weight back plus some.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna do it, be dedicated to it. It's to save your life. I always say, are you ready to live or do you wanna die? I wanted to live.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's a choice you have to make. If you can't do it the regular way, which you can if you really want to, but at a certain size where you're just morbidly obese, then that's probably the best thing to do. But it's a great feeling, and it's the best decision I ever made in my life.
Awesome. And Carm, tell the listeners and the viewers where they can find you, because I know that you're an author, you're an entrepreneur. They may have a question to ask you about your weight loss journey. How can they reach you, and how can they find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm Carmen M. Hall, or Carmen White Hall. Email me at carmenmhall2013@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. And my women's club, find me on Facebook, Woman Hospitality Women's Club on Facebook. I'm accessible there as well.
Awesome. Well, Carmen, thank you so much for your time today. I truly do appreciate it. And I thank you for sharing your story with us about your weight loss journey. And I'm so excited for you to come back on the show to tell us, once the theme parks open up, how good it feels to be back on that ride. And yeah, redeeming yourself. We cannot wait to hear about that story.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I want to thank you guys for listening and tuning in to Fat and Figuring It Out right here at anchor.fm, or you can be listening to us on one of our awesome other platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend. We are on YouTube as well. To find me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got so much more. I look forward to talking to you guys pretty soon. Bye, guys. Bye, Carm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.